Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Erin Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Let me grab my papers. We need to stop talking during the break.
Get my stuff together. This part of the show is brought to you by Sovereign Health. This Friday is our donation day. We are going to be out on the road, separate from each other. Vinny is going to be down in Los Gatos with Bryn and Hooman. Yuzi, Vaughn, and I are going to be up in Corte Madera with Johnny Mosley. Mm-hmm. And we are going to be collecting. Every year we do a big donation day, and this year we are collecting funds to help the North Bay rebuild. We are partnering with Tipping Point Community and the Bay Club to help our neighbors recover from the fires up in the North Bay. So Friday, December 1st, we're broadcasting live from Bay Club Marin and Bay Club Courtside in Los Gatos from 6 to 9. Please come by. Even if it's just to say hello. We'd love to see you. We're going to have a coffee and breakfast at both places. You can hang out at the fire pits and enjoy a complimentary continental breakfast. Grab a breakfast wrap from the all-new Cafe Vita at Bay Club Courtside in Los Gatos.
Yeah, it's brand new.
Other yummy treats from Bay Club Marin. Bring your kids because we're making a big thank you card for our first responders. We're going to decorate Christmas cookies. It is going to be a super fun day. There's even a chance to win tickets to sold out Alice in Winterland. Mm-hmm. So get down there and say hi. Come take a picture. And obviously, you know, we're hoping to raise a lot of money that day. If you can't make it on Friday, there's a couple ways that you can still help. You can go to tippingpoint.org/Alice and make a donation there. That'll add to our total. Or go to text the word Alice to 20222. That makes a $25 donation. So 20222, just text the word Alice. It's automatic $25 donation. And that adds to our total for that day. They have raised about $23 million so far at Tipping Point Emergency Fund. That is Band Together Bay Area, that was a benefit for them as well, the Metallica show that was a couple weeks ago. But they're saying damage estimates are in the billions. So that's while that is going to be certainly very helpful, and they do a great job of picking specific charities that help specific people.
But this is just a local charity.
Yep.
Trip out. I'm looking at them online.
Yeah.
I guess I could have done that weeks ago, but
they find
it right here in San Francisco.
Fund the most effective nonprofits working in all areas, and they're helping in a huge way.
Bay Area specific, though.
Yep.
Cool.
I know. It's great. So that's who we're benefiting this year, and they're doing their best to help out in the North Bay. So we hope that you'll join us on Friday. It should be a really fun morning and a great kickoff to the holidays. Friday morning, RadioAlice.com for all the details. If you or a loved one are suffering from addiction or mental health problems, Sovereign Health provides confidential treatment services and support to solve your problems. Call 888-383-CARE. Insurance accepted. So in the trash, the big talk yesterday, everyone is flipping out over the royal wedding. The next addition to the British royal family will be American Meghan Markle.
I didn't know this girl until
I had never watched Suits either. I'd only seen pictures of her with Harry.
It's the first time I'd seen her was the black and white you showed
me
yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they've been together about not that long, actually. I think they met in like July of 2016.
I don't follow that stuff.
Yeah. I see a lot of it just, you know, as he takes her to whatever party or they come out.
But
about
even
their
a story where, someone's dating something. Okay. Next thing.
Yeah.
But good for them. I mean, she's absolutely stunning.
She is.
I don't know if that's something. I don't know. You heard Princess Diana was not well accepted into the royals, right? Or was she?
I thought she. I don't know. I thought she was fine.
She was. It's
she was royal
blood. She was
blood.
In the beginning.
Or she was a blue blood. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
She was.
She was just bummed out that her husband was cheating on her basically from day one.
I think their thing with her, though, was that she hadn't been, like, groomed for royalty. Like, remember there was that picture of her where she was, like, working with children, but she was backlit and you could see up her legs, like, in the dress. Like, the sun was shining through the dress and everyone thought it was scandalous that she didn't have a slip on.
Oh, I don't know about any of the details. I just got the sense that she wasn't
very young,
wasn't well accepted. But I guess they don't consider him in line at all for anything. So
I don't know.
I guess my vibe on that is they don't give two craps.
Is he just totally out? Is Prince Philip? Is that his name?
Yeah, her, the old man.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is that her? No, not the queen's consort. Who's the? Is Philip the guy?
Her husband?
Yeah.
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 So is he just out?
No, he hangs out.
No, but is it going to skip him? Like, is he next in line?
No, he's out.
Because it's William. William's got a third kid on the way, so that's one,
what
two,
about
three,
Charles?
Four. Oh, Charles. That's who I'm thinking of. Oh.
Yeah, Charles is out. In line. Yeah. Last time we talked about this, people wrote in. He's next in line.
I thought his whole thing was that they were going to try to skip him.
He absolutely wants it. People wrote us when we talked about this. He absolutely wants it, and he's next in line.
So he's one, then William, then the two kids that are born, then the unborn kid, I assume, is the fifth. So Harry's like sixth in line.
Yeah, he's not
like
even
he's ever going to be.
But I guess the reason I'm asking is, is she being well received? Is the announcement one of which where, because
she is, I mean, I don't know what's happening behind closed doors at Buckingham Palace, but he had to ask the queen, apparently had to get the queen's blessing before he could even ask Meghan Markle's parents, which he also did. Everyone is expressing their feelings of delight. Mm-hmm.
The headline I read was, sorry, America, she's not a princess.
Yeah, I guess she's not going to have a princess title.
And I went, wow, that's kind of dicky.
It is a little dicky. What will her title be?
They'll come up with something.
I guess.
But that's
right.
What I formulated my whole thought process on is, if, you know, they that headline seemed to be one of not well received. And I don't think, I didn't think Princess Di was well received. So,
Vinny, I think, is right. I'm reading this article from Newsweek, and it basically talks about the moment when Princess Diana turned to Queen Elizabeth II, saying, I'm having these horrible marital struggles with your son. You know, what can you say to me? What can you do? And Queen Elizabeth II said, I don't know what you should do. And that is that. And that's all the help I'm going to give you.
Yeah, their whole thing is, this is what you signed up for.
Crunch.
My cheating son.
Yeah, I have nothing to help you
with. And wait till you get a look at your competition.
Yeah. Weird that you can't keep that guy interested.
An old shoe could beat you.
Yeah, Camilla was never a stunner.
No.
Little horsey.
Yeah. Well, they love each other. They're still together. Yeah. They married. So good for them, I guess. Let love rule. I think that also she was controversial because she did a lot of work with AIDS patients in the 80s. She was one of the first people to be shown touching and kissing AIDS patients. And that she was also sort of known for her fashion stuff. And she was very outspoken. And I don't think they loved that. You know, like, you get into the family and you toe the line. So maybe she was accepted
in the beginning, she followed the rules.
Right, and then as she decided she was going to be her own woman, hey, I'm the mother of the future king.
Yep.
F you. I think the future king will protect me. Anyway, Meghan Markle, she's on the show Suits. She recently announced that she was leaving, which I guess led to all kinds of people who follow this stuff, you know, just speculating they must be getting married. They must be about to make a big announcement, because otherwise why would she quit her show?
Right.
The royals issued a statement saying the wedding will take place in spring of 2018. Further details about the wedding day will be announced in due course. Prince Harry has informed Her Majesty the Queen and other close members of his family. Prince Harry has also sought and received the blessing of Ms. Markle's parents. They met in July of 2016. Went public with their relationship earlier this year. He designed the ring himself, and it has two diamonds from Princess Diana's ring.
Aww.
I know. Isn't that sweet?
Yes.
Wow. How's that work among brothers?
I'm sure that his brother, his old elder brother, also got some diamonds from it. I have no idea what her ring actually looked like. You would
think. A lot of diamonds, I guess.
Vinny, well, I'm sure she had many rings.
If you were William or Harry and Camilla was always hanging around your dad, what would you do?
I don't know. You know, it's hard. I never had. What would I do? Leave?
I'd kill her.
It's hard to say. I didn't have step parents. And I've now been around people. We've all been around people, I guess, through whether it be friendship or dating, where they've had step parents, and you hear horror stories, and you also hear like savior stories where that person ended up being their favorite person in the family. Like the step was the one.
Well, and if he makes your parent happy, if he or she makes your parent happy, you tend to feel better toward them.
Right. And you respect that.
Right. I'm sure that in their private moments, they are still human beings who are in a family together. They have their fights and they have their...
Well, she was boning dad while mom was still alive.
Yeah,
so
not good.
She didn't get off to a good start.
No, she didn't.
But so there's that. But I don't know. Maybe she's a nice, super nice, supportive lady that they have found a way to lean on, or who knows?
I hope so. I hope that they have a good relationship.
I would probably, to answer the question, I would leave anytime she walks in. That would be like a...
Yeah.
How mean
entrance,
to your father.
Exit.
What do you mean mean to your father? What do you mean to your father? Of course you're going to be mean to your father. He was mean to your mom.
That's the way I would deal with it.
Listen, nobody is perfect. She also was alleged to have had affairs.
After.
James Hewitt, I think was the guy's name.
Harry's dad.
Harry's dad, right.
Which, and actually, I think as a tribute to, you know, Charles's love for his sons, he has even said, I would never have a paternity. That is my son.
You are.
The father.
Not.
Oh, people are saying she's going to be a duchess.
Oh, okay. Well, she'll have, so great.
Yeah, she's the Duchess of Cornwall.
That's a good title.
Anyway.
After the big announcement, they stepped outside for a photo op, and in an interview that they did later, she said she actually interrupted his proposal. Oh, adorable. Oh!
To think they all hang on that crap.
I love it.
England, you're so silly.
Very proud of their royal family. So Prince Harry and Meghan can walk down the aisle, apparently, even though she's been divorced in the past. I guess they've really lightened the rules on that.
Well, they kind of have to, don't they?
They kind of do.
We've all been getting around quite a bit these days, yeah.
Wait, say that again. They can walk down the aisle together?
She is under the eyes of God.
Oh.
They can do it in a church.
Because she's divorced. Yeah. I got it. All right.
They're saying there's no issue with the church wedding despite her being a divorcee. Mm. There's a British author named Katie Nicholl who is super stoked this is happening because I guess she has a book coming out pretty soon.
About the royals?
Of course. She's an expert on them. She says that they can get married in a church if they'd like to because the rules have been relaxed on divorcees getting married on sacred ground. And they're saying there are, you know, big wedding options available to them. They could do it at St. Paul's, where Charles married Diana, at Westminster Abbey, where Prince William and Kate got married. But there is some talk that they want to do it smaller, slightly. They can't really be private about it, but... slightly more
private. They can't do a backyard barbecue.
They really can't.
That's too bad.
They actually say that Prince Charles married Camilla Parker Bowles at Windsor Guildhall, which is like getting married at City Hall.
Oh. Windsor Guildhall.
Windsor Guildhall, which sounds fancy, but apparently it's not. They chose that venue because they were both divorced and they had an affair, so they wanted it low-key for PR reasons, so... they're saying that there's a chapel at Windsor Castle, St. George's Chapel, Windsor Castle, and that would make it smaller and a little more intimate, and they think that might be where they do it. But we won't know. It'll be springtime. Here's a cute picture of them together.
Well, they're on the front page of today's USA
Today.
They are
Windsor. Everywhere.
Oh, they're everywhere, yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Oh, look how cute they look.
They do look cute.
Oh, boy, that's a fancy-looking town hall. I guess not as fancy as our city hall, you know. Ours is pretty nice. Billy Bush is in the news today. He got beamed by a golf ball.
Oh, that
so
would,
it's great that,
that
he's. Oh, sure. He went to the hospital. I mean,
oh, he did.
Yeah. Although we were trying to find the injury. Like, he actually posted a bunch of pictures of himself. Maybe it's his upper cheekbone in this picture.
Oh, he took it in the face.
Oh, yeah, in the head. Although, it's hard to see any damage.
What's so funny about that?
Oh, no.
Who threw it?
Threw it?
Oh, it was just some guy who hucked a ball at him. So, as you may recall, he's the co-star of President Trump's Grab Him by the Woo video. So, since then,
video undid him. He lost his job and his wife left him.
Yeah. And the other guy got to be president.
Yeah.
So right now, Billy Bush is in the hospital. He was drilled in the head, they say, by a golf ball. He shared some photos from his hospital room on Instagram. The caption said, thanks to the nurses at Cedars-Sinai for the bed, the care, the ice. I think I dodged a bullet, but sadly, not a golf ball.
Scan is clear.
Let the jokes begin.
He looks like he's got a little knot there on the side of his eye.
This is the one place where, I mean, we even looked at these in color, and they don't seem to be bruises or...
Maybe it's too fresh. Maybe today...
There's a couple more if you want to look up here on the top.
Oh.
If you want to try. I just can't see an injury. I don't see any bruising.
But maybe today after the fact.
Yeah. Oh, no. Listen, when you get hit by a golf ball, it's a white circle surrounded by like a firework of one time. It was a bet payoff for CQDQ that we did with the guy who was sitting in for Vinny for a little while. And he had to put on a suit of armor and go out on a driving range. And listeners got to.
Did he get hit?
Oh, yeah. Well, most of the hits that he took were on the armor. He was literally in a knight's suit of armor. Huh. But he got one hit, and I think it was like, remember that?
Yeah.
Like up on his thigh or something, and he showed it to us. And it was the whitest circle you've ever seen, surrounded by an 8-inch corona of just the most horrible-looking bruise you've ever seen.
Well, I wonder what a golf ball travels at. Over 100 miles per hour for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And they're not soft.
Right.
A little hard nugget. So
211 miles per hour.
Oh.
I beat you.
Did anybody look? Oh, were you looking?
I was starting to look.
They both looked.
I didn't realize it was a race, though.
Is that like a record, 211 miles an hour?
That's the average.
Oh,
boy.
So it's a record of how fast you looked it up. That's for sure.
Oh,
you're faster than a golf ball.
So I'm reading the comments.
David, you should stay in town all the time. Somebody's in a hot seat.
So I'm reading some of the comments on Billy Bush's Instagram.
Yeah.
And there's one funny one.
Okay.
Guessing your big orange friend was trying to get rid of a witness.
Oh, that is funny. I like it. Thanks. Your big orange friend. That's funny. I thought this was kind of cool. I guess I don't really think about, you know, what the... Other than you get the title, what are the benefits of winning the World Series? Well, everybody gets a big chunk of dough. So the Astros have scored record bonuses. The team is splitting a pool of $30 million. Each player is going to get $438,900, which is a big deal. That actually doubles a lot of players' salary. I guess the minimum salary is $535,000. And a lot of players on the Astros are on minimum contracts, including Carlos Correa. So that's a lovely bonus. Before this year, the 2014 Giants, our Giants, held the record for highest playoff share at $392,000.
Wow.
Last year, the Cubs gave out shares worth $368,000. The players aren't the only ones who get in on this either. Each team votes before the postseason even starts on how they would distribute the money if they were to win it. Whole or partial shares can go to training staff, coaches, the players, anybody else that they feel is a big part of their success. And the money comes from 50-60% of the gate from the wild card games, the first three games of the best of five divisionals, and the first four games of the other two best of seven rounds. It's only the first few games so that nobody intentionally drags out a series. It doesn't matter what the gate is on the last few. If it could be decided in three or decided in four, that's how many it pays out on.
That's a lot of money to keep track of.
It is. And each postseason team gets a cut based on how far they go. So the LA Dodgers each got $259,000, even though they didn't win. The New York Yankees got $138,000 each, and the Cubs got $133,000, and so on, however far you got in the playoffs.
Baseball seems to be doing okay.
Seems to be, Ben.
How about the NFL?
It's don't worry, it's
they're doing
fine.
They print money at the NFL, but they are at an all-time low as far as...
Printing a little less, but still plenty of work for the printing presses.
It's so weird that, you know, people who don't even watch are like, those boys really should stand up. It's, you don't even watch. What the hell do you care? And yet, there it is. I mean, the perception is, by people who don't even follow the sport, that they're insulting the military.
Right.
And therefore...
And so they clearly have no idea what that protest is about. Or what the First Amendment is.
Or... even watch a game.
Right.
Like, it doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter.
And yet,
listen, everybody's got an opinion,
sure.
Ben. All right, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff. Women are attracted to rich guys with good bodies.
Oh, well.
Is that crazy?
That's a big surprise.
And more stunning news after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. This part of the show is brought to you by Sovereign Health. Coming up at 7 o'clock, your chance to score a pair of tickets to Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon. We were just there doing a secret show. That theater is fantastic. The people there are so nice. It's super funny. It's very topical. The songs are always changing. Incredible costumes. And you can win tickets coming up at 7 o'clock. If you or a loved one are suffering from addiction or mental health problems, Sovereign Health provides confidential treatment services and support to solve your problems. Call 888-383-CARE. Insurance accepted.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is highly reviewed. .com magazine says it's the best website of all time.
I think their last review is wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You saw it.
Yeah, I did. Hashtag triple wow.
Programmers say, I wish we'd been there. I wish we'd been a part of it.
Yep.
RadioAlice.com. We can't keep up.
So if you could just click on it a few times today, it'd be super helpful.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Today and every day.
Here's what's happening, everyone. We'll begin with something called, today is Giving Tuesday.
Yeah. It is. I meant to tell Hooman that. I think someone had dropped off t-shirts for us.
Oh.
So maybe we'll do a picture later.
So, we That's do good. Have a thing this Friday.
Right.
So, I mean.
So if you could hold off till then and be
I don't want to tell you to not give on Giving Tuesday, yeah. But we got a thing.
Yeah.
So feel free to, if you're busy, by the way, don't sweat it. We're available Friday.
Yeah.
For you.
If
for
you can't make it out on Friday, though, by all means, make Giving Tuesday your time to text Alice to 20222 to make a $25 donation to Tipping Point to help out the people who were victims of the fires. That's a nice thing to contribute to this year.
So I didn't know about this Giving Tuesday because it seems first we had Black Friday, then they tacked on this Cyber Monday, and now somewhere in there they snuck in a Giving Tuesday.
Mm.
But that's today. Or this Friday, whatever works.
Right.
I wanted to do this story because it was such a shock to me that I had to look up a few other details of it in order to be able to tell you about it.
Okay.
A group of wealthy homeowners whose private street was auctioned off after years of unpaid property taxes is now asking San Francisco leaders to reverse the sale. Apparently, Tina Lam and Michael Chang snatched up Presidio Terrace, the block-long private oval street lined by 35 mega-million-dollar mansions.
And they now own the street?
They own the street. They bought it for $90,000 in a city-run auction that stemmed from unpaid tax bills. Apparently, each one of these homeowners is supposed to pay a $14 tax once a year. And they hadn't paid it for years. So in an effort, and apparently that what they're saying, the homeowners are saying, these bills were sent to a tax guy we fired in the 80s. So we never even knew that this had gone unpaid.
So this must be a homeowners association.
Exactly right.
So they never got this bill and they weren't told that this was...
I guess the
being auctioned.
The news of the auction was sent to the same place the bills were being sent to.
Oh, for God's sake!
So they're claiming they had no idea.
Well, what could happen to the street now that these people own
it? Well, that's interesting that you asked that because I wanted to. I truly did look this up. So they own the sidewalks, every bit of common ground in this private development that's been managed by these homeowners since 1905. Some of the wealthy homeowners in the area include Feinstein and who are you friends with?
Pelosi?
Joanna Reese. No. I know her.
Does she live in there?
Yeah.
Oh, and Pelosi lived in there as well. So anyway, they purchased this because of three decades of $14 a year property tax that went unpaid.
It was a yearly $14?
Yeah, for 181 residents. So, hold on, let me find this. What they plan to do, the people who bought the street, we're looking into it, but we could charge them to park on their street.
That is so wrong.
There's one way
this
to get
this is wrong.
Is it wrong?
It's wrong.
They bought it at auction. The city auctioned it off to get their tax money back.
But the city needed to make sure that they were it's like serving someone papers. Like the fact that they didn't get this stuff, I really think that this needs to be revisited, and I'm sure that those 35 mega million homes can split the $90,000 and pay these people
back. The Presidio Terrace residents aren't interested in paying for parking privileges, perhaps some of their neighbors outside the gates might want to pay to park inside the gates.
This is totally
wrong.
They
should buy it back from the couple, but at a larger price, so at least they can make some money.
Can you imagine
I can't.
Gates get opened to their community so residents in nearby
can park right in front of their house.
Can pay to park in a gated community.
I'd be pretty good. I mean, premium for that.
Parking's hard to come by in this city, right?
Yeah. Boy, that's what a CF that is. It's kind of amazing that if this was happening at, I don't know, where does the tax stuff come from? City Hall? Like, who was in charge? Like, that they didn't know any of these high rollers? No one ever mentioned to any of them that this their frickin' street was going to be for sale?
They bought everything for $90,000. Since the purchase in April of 2015, the couple have quietly been sitting on the property, talking to a number of land use attorneys, exploring their options. I guess that's where they came up with the, if you can't get them to pay for the street parking, have other people pay for street parking there.
And they've just been maintaining like the median strip?
I guess so.
So you say this is an oval. I assume there's some kind of garden, trees.
Oh,
it's in the
beautiful.
Middle.
This is
very
the
pretty area.
Hey, pull up a picture, Bryn.
Yeah, let me see what this looks like. Is it big or is it just a little strip?
It's no, didn't you say 35 houses?
There's this says 181, hold on.
Residents. I think you said 35 mega mansions.
Oh, okay.
So, but I'm wondering, like, is this like a park in the middle of the street, or is this just a median strip with some trees in it?
I think there's a few median strips and a few. This is just, these are the people who bought the place. Posing
oh,
next
so
to
this is
one
a lovely
medians.
Boy, that's lovely. Oh, that's their land. So yeah. They can just go there and have a picnic anytime they want. That's nice.
How's that?
It's pretty crazy.
So you think it's wrong and you say
I feel like the homeowners there should be allowed to buy that back and make arrangements to pay that
$14
a year.
Just for the
tax.
Record, one of the things I'm sorry. I'm reading this off my iPad,
okay,
which doesn't allow me to look at the whole story or highlight anything. So I'm jumping back and
not
forth.
Not helpful.
925 Vinny says, Presidio HOA, not the first time they failed to pay the dues.
No, they hadn't paid for years. And they do say here 99% of property owners in San Francisco know what they need to do, and they pay their taxes on time. And they need to keep their mailing address up to date.
Yeah.
So this isn't something that they should be rewarded for. This
yeah,
whole...
it was their responsibility that's to contact.
Thing. We didn't know.
Yep.
We don't know.
But that's what you do.
That's where you go in, and then that's the...
It's where Hooman's walking us through the...
It's a bunch of mansions, everyone, yeah. And these people bought their street.
And now on the parking rights, at the very least.
Well... And you know,
it'd be a skateboard tax. They could set up skateboard ramps in there. Make it the local park.
Sorry, I wasn't even planning to do that story, but it caught my attention. And as I looked it up, I just went, oh, that is funny.
Yeah.
That these people saw an auction for a street in a rich neighborhood and went, we'll take that.
Yeah.
I got 90,000. It's got to come to some kind of a worthwhile
and
investment.
Now they're sitting talking to lawyers for 2 years. And okay, guys, here's the new plan for your street.
Someone just sent a text. This is from the Huffington Post. It's really just a headline, but it says, Asian couple buys affluent San Francisco street once restricted to whites only. In 1906, Presidio Terrace was advertised as the city's only neighborhood where non-whites couldn't live.
Gross. Oh.
Well, this that's 1905. That's not that surprising, right?
You know, it's funny because sometimes you have to sign like neighborhood covenants. I think I told you guys this. When I bought that house, I lived on Strawberry and Mill Valley, and they wanted me to sign this. Thank you. It's just a neighborhood. And they had all these covenants, and I guess people don't read through them. They just sign them. And I started reading through them, and there were specific things about black people and people
just
of
outdated
any,
crap that they
super,
had.
And they said, and there were little stamps at the top that said any reference to race or, you know, whatever should be ignored. And I was like, I'm ignoring this whole thing. Like,
wow.
I'm not, you know, people need to start saying we're not signing this. This needs to be rewritten.
Right.
Like.
Immediately.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not signing that. Do
Did
I still get,
in
get
trouble?
The house? No.
What
I just
they
said,
do to you?
Nothing. They said, all right.
It's not that surprising that stuff's outdated. The place, that little apartment that I got at the beach,
yeah.
The people who I bought it from said when they went to buy it, the people saw that they had a kid and said, oh, sorry, you can't buy here. We're an over 55 community, no children. And they went, my ass, none of that stuff's legal. I know, I'm a lawyer. The guy
right.
was a lawyer. He goes, I'm not, no. And they went, oh, okay. Yeah. You can buy here. Like they just... They were just claiming that because they didn't want the kid in the neighborhood.
Right.
Unfortunately for them, the people who were buying
went, knew their
yeah,
rights.
Yeah, we know that you can't. There's so many things that have to be in place to right. be an over 55 community.
When John and I moved to St. Louis, we were looking for rentals.
Yeah.
And
oh, this will be good.
I might have told you this before.
I don't think so.
And we went to this, showed up at one thing. John and made an appointment.
Was it a key party?
No. We went to look at an apartment, so we meet the guy out front, and he looks at us, and he goes, I'm sorry, but we don't rent to unmarrieds. And we were just kind of stunned.
Oh, it was the opposite of a key party. It wasn't
it was
like,
the opposite.
Hey,
it
let's
was,
have an orgy.
Get
it
out
was,
of here,
hey, you're not married.
You two kids, right.
Ugh.
I know.
How'd you feel?
Horrible. Like,
what'd you do?
We left.
Oh.
I was like... Oh.
You didn't storm the gates.
I didn't storm the gates. You know, I guess maybe as an adult, I don't know, I was a kid, 25 probably, but I felt like that seems really wrong. But as we were leaving and we were kind of horrified, I said, well, who would want to rent from that guy anyway?
Yeah.
Yuck. But
that's the beginning of the
right, that's
relationship.
That's our first, right. So now what, I'm going to sue him and move into his place, and that should be comfortable. But it was, you know, no one would say that now. Like, why would you?
Well, right.
You'd be effed. Someone would go after you.
Right.
Unfortunately, we just didn't have the wherewithal to do it.
Well, I'll keep an eye on that story and see how
yeah,
they
that's,
do.
Yeah, that's, I really, it feels wrong, but... Also good for those people for finding an opportunity, I guess.
Yeah.
And have a 90,000 in the bank to just
let's just see what happens with this.
I mean, that doesn't seem like your typical investment at all.
No.
Upside down Christmas trees are a thing.
Yeah. Oh boy, you guys. Tomorrow's, day after tomorrow, the big Christmas tree lighting.
Right.
They say here, you can either mount your Christmas tree to the ceiling so it hangs, or buy an artificial tree that's designed to stand up upside down. But these are everywhere now. You can get them Home Depot, Target, all over the place.
Is this really a thing? It's a thing. Are they trying to make this a thing?
I was reading a couple days ago. It's a thing. It's a trend.
If you're into religious symbolism, the upside down tree is big in Central and Eastern Europe because people think it resembles the shape of Jesus on the cross.
Oh.
Oh.
You like that, Hooman?
Well.
Maybe we should just start nailing our trees to crosses.
I just feel
like. Wouldn't that be?
So much of Jesus has been taken out of Christmas.
Yeah.
So there's some getting put back in. You like it?
I mean, it's a stretch, but at this point, you're going to take whatever you can get, right?
The upside down tree also shows off your ornaments better because they're dangling in the air.
Sure, as opposed to into the tree.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, I did this story because I think our friends have a promotion at an upside down tree coming
up.
That's right.
Where's that at again?
Westfield Shopping Center in the city. Here.
The event is from 6 to 8, but I'm just going to give you guys a hint. Definitely get there before 6:45, okay? We really want you to see all the awesomeness that's going to happen. It's a two-hour event. Please get there before 6:45.
I don't want to miss it.
Yeah, just the Facebook page that we posted on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page has 2,000 people invited, and so many people have RSVP'd.
Oh, boy. Whoa. That's going to be a super fun event, you guys.
Yeah.
Where will it be again?
The fourth floor, underneath the dome, inside the Westfield Mall. Probably the best way to get in is to go through Bloomingdale's on 4th and Mission. Right across the street from the garage.
Yeah, which is convenient.
What day is this?
It's on Thursday.
This Thursday.
30th of November.
At 6:45.
Well,
you'll be there 6 to 8.
We're telling you to get there definitely before 6:45. We want you to see the awesomeness that happens.
Yeah, if you think the lighting's at 8, you've missed it.
That is how you plug, party people.
Yes.
That's how it gets done. That.
And everyone, if you want the most Instagrammable moment of the holiday season, come to the tree lighting at the Westfield Mall.
It's a crystal tree, too. It's not even like it's not a plain dumb tree. It's a awesome crystal tree.
According to a new study out of England, the men that women are most attracted to are rich guys who have nice muscles.
Oh, that is crazy. Wow.
Our text number is 800-400.
You're going to hit me with a stunner like that and then just move on? I mean, damn. Who'd have thunk it?
I don't even know if I gave you the number or not, but it doesn't matter. You know it by now, right?
I hope so.
800-400-3697. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
405 says, damn it, Vinny.
What'd you do now?
I watched The Good Dinosaur yesterday and bawled like a baby. That one is a doozy. I just love it. Have you seen it yet?
I keep trying to get my kids to watch
it's
it.
That, so
Moana.
Good. You haven't seen Moana yet?
No. I know. I'm super bummed.
When
I don't
are you
going to
have
myself.
That new baby?
I don't know. Maybe one of them will get me a baby someday.
Oh, you've given up trying?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I stopped trying a while ago, Finn.
Huh.
Thanks for asking.
Sorry to hear that.
Mm.
That's really disappointing news.
Don't worry about it.
I'm sorry, everyone, if you're feeling like me, really let down.
Oh, that Sarah's not having any more children.
Right.
Mm. Just as my children are about to leave the house, I'm desperate to have another baby.
Can I get a tissue?
I can borrow Cameron. Diamond.
Diamond, yeah.
Like, hey, drop her off at my house for a couple days. Sorry about that.
Oh, you guys.
What?
We had a chance to write in a question to the new head of the company, and we didn't do it. Here's the text. With the new company in full effect now, will you guys be able to keep third-party audio clips in your podcasts.
Write that. Someone suggest
that. How did we not send that in?
We didn't send anything in. No one did anything.
Well, I was at the dump, and I spilled water all over my crotch. Where were you?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I took a nap.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Okay, so I got this abdominal massage the other day. Remember
I
talked about this abdominal?
We're out of time.
I want to revisit that. I want the abdominal massage story, but we'll do it after the break.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.